Welcome to Finding Your Identity in Your Autism Journey, the podcast where we explore complexities, breakthroughs, and unfiltered realities of lives touched by autism. I'm your host, Ruth Castle, here to guide you through heartfelt stories, expert insights, empowering conversations. Whether you are a parent, a sibling, a grandparent, an educator, or an advocate, professional in the space, this is your space to find community. Ask the hard questions and uncover new possibilities. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you today by Infinity Hoop, the ultimate workout solution for busy moms like you and me. Let's be real, between advocating, parenting, and everything else we have on our plate, finding the time for fitness can feel literally impossible. That is where Infinity Hoop comes in. The Infinity Hoop is not your average workout tool. It is a fun, effective way to tone your core, improve stamina, and sneak in some fun me time, all without needing hours at the gym. Just a few minutes a day, right in your own living room, and you're on your way to feeling stronger and more energized. Plus, it's adjustable. It's easy to use. It is designed to fit your busy lifestyle. It is a sustainable fitness routine that you can actually stick to. Ready to get moving? Head to the show notes to grab the link to your Infinity Hoop today and make fitness fun, sustainable, and a part of your daily self-care routine. Let's do this, moms. Welcome back to Finding Your Identity in Your Autism Journey. Today's topic is one that we know many of you desperately need. Self-care. Yes, self-care. I get it. You are juggling therapies, advocating for your child, managing IEPs, and let's not even get started on those sleepless nights. But here's the thing. If you're not okay, your family won't be either. Self-care is not selfish. It is actually survival. You are needed, so you need to take care of yourself. So today's episode is exploring what self-care really looks like for parents of children that is on the spectrum and why it's so vital for our well-being and actionable steps that you can take and incorporate into your daily life starting today. We are going to have a whole series on self-care because this is so important. Let's be honest, as parents, our instincts is out there for our children to be first, especially when you have additional needs. But the truth is, chronic stress doesn't just impact your mood, it affects your physical health, your decision-making abilities, and your capacity to show up as the best version of yourself for your child. According to the Journal of Autism and Development Disorders, caregivers of children with autism experience higher levels of stress, very comparable to combat soldiers. And many more are likely to suffer from depression, anxiety. This is why we are prioritizing mental health and physical health. It is really not an option. Self-care is our oxygen mask analogy, you know, when you're on an airplane, you got to help yourself. Because you can't help someone else when you yourself are gasping for air. But what does self-care actually look like? It is not just taking those bubble baths or getting a spa day in here or there. All those, you know, are great if you can swing them between schedules or maybe even financially. Self-care is anything that can nourish you emotionally, physically, spiritually. So let's take small steps. You'll need to get an hour of practice of self-care. And I know that's hard. Even 5 minutes a day starting out will make a huge difference. So here are just a few ideas that you can do to start taking care of yourself. Take 5 minute mindful breaks. There are apps such as Headspace or Calm that offer quick meditation. I spend about 30 minutes in the morning. I read my Bible. I meditate. I'm doing this while I'm listening to Frequencies, which we will also have an episode on healing frequencies as well. And I always close my time out with a prayer of gratitude. Being thankful for what I do have. Stepping out into the fresh air and sunlight. And even just going out on the front porch, getting a little bit of vitamin D will do wonders for your mood. Getting your feet into the ground helps you get those negative energies out of your body and toxins. Journal 5 minutes a day. Use prompts like, I'm grateful for today, or what small win can I celebrate? These are small habits that will add up over time and will help you stay grounded. One of the biggest things, pediatrics of resilience in a social support group. So who can turn to for help? Who can you just talk to and have a listening ear? You know, you can join local online support groups with children that have autism. Groups like Autism Speaks, they have a Facebook group community. I myself run my own Facebook group community called All Mommy. There are a lot of local parents groups. You should also check those out. Whereas my group has a lot of locals where I live, it also has a lot of parents across the country. And don't be afraid to ask for help from family or friends. Can someone watch your child for an hour so you can just recharge? Also considering talking to other support members, like professional ones. Consider talking to a therapist who specializes in caregiving or autism-related challenges. There's a website that is very helpful if you can't get in to see a psychologist. It is called Psychologist Today, and they can help you find someone locally in your area. You need to be prioritizing sleep. Every autism mom knows about sleep deprivation. Sleep deprivation in our community is real and it is brutal. If your child has sleep challenges, you might feel like you're not getting enough rest as you possibly could. We are going to have a whole entire sleep episode, so stay tuned for that. But here are a few tips. Creating a consistent bedtime routine, not only for yourself, but for your child. Using white noise or calming music before bed helps promote better sleep. we use certain frequencies that will help you reach REM sleep quicker. Don't hesitate to explore sleep training or consultation or bringing in a sleep specialist for your child. There are supplements out there for yourself and then also for your child. Remember, your brain needs rest to process complex demands of parenting, especially complex demands of a autism movement as medicine. I know it's hard to find time to exercise, but exercise is one of the most effective stress relievers out there. But I know it's tough to find those minutes and trying to stay consistent with juggling all the therapies that we do. Try these ideas. So I try to do a 7 to 10 workout minute routine at home. There's a lot of free YouTube-based resources out there. I use a 10-minute workout session, and it's like a whole total body workout. Really, you think that you wouldn't be sore? Oh, yes. You may think it might not be effective because it's only a 10-minute workout, but it can be a game changer, just getting that movement in there. Go for walks together. Dance around with your kid in your living room. Play a game. Involve them in the movement. This also will help them be regulated and help your sensories to be regulated too. So you're practicing that co-regulation. Nourishing your body. Oh, it is not easy, and sometimes, you know, I'm guilty of this, skipping meals or relying on convenient food sources because it's busy, but sometimes they're just not nutritious, and we really need to be looking at a nutritional foundation for your well-being. I like to food prep. I used to do that a lot. I really need to get better at doing that myself. And we will be having an episode about food prepping as well, because it saves you so much time. And how I used to food prep was I would food prep for like 2 weeks worth and I would freeze it. And it was so simple. I didn't have to think about food. I didn't have to think about my grocery list. I already knew what I needed to do. And I got in such a great routine. And when that got knocked off, I got sick. And then that got knocked off, and now I'm going to have to start again. And it's going to have some pains. There's going to be some bumps in the road there. But prepping is hard in the beginning, but gets easier, and then you don't have to think about it. So a little hard in the beginning, but well worth the pain, right? So having those healthy snacks cut up ahead of time, having protein bars, staying hydrated, and, you know, even mild dehydration can affect your energy levels. Considering supplements, I take several different types of supplements, and we're going to have a mom supplement. We're going to talk about different types of those, and then for our kids as well in later episodes. But like magnesium helps with stress, and omega-3 helps with our brain. That way we're not, you know, our brain is pulled in so many different directions. Therapy here, therapy there. Remember this appointment. Don't forget that. And then that's just for your kids. I mean, I work and I have to remember my work schedule, and I have to remember things that are coming up for the house. And, you know, if I had another child, I would have to remember things for them. And the list goes on and on and on. But the reality is, we're not meant to carry this whole load, and there's ways that we can offload some of this. So this is why we're talking about this in the self-care episode. Creating those boundaries, right? Okay. So it's okay to say no. It is okay to say no. In fact, it is necessary. Limit your commitments to only what truly matters. Set boundaries with others, whether it's reducing social obligations or asking people to respect your child's sensory needs during certain visits. Remember, saying no to one thing often means saying yes to your own well-being, spiritual and emotional care. So for many parents, spiritual and mindset is powerful tools to find peace. Like I said, I spend a few minutes every day in prayer and meditation and in the Word. I practice gratitude. I write 3 things down that I am grateful for, and I pray for them each and every day. Engage in something that feeds your soul, whether it's reading scripture, listening to music, creating art, something that gets the soul creativity. Parenting a child on the spectrum is a journey like no other. And it's easy to lose yourself in the process. But remember this, taking care of yourself isn't just good for you, it's good for your child. It's good for your family dynamic. It's good for your relationship, your husband. Self-care is about showing up for your family as the healthiest, happy version of yourself. Start small. Give yourself grace and know that you're not alone on this journey. If this episode resonated with you, I would love to hear your thoughts. Join our community and share your favorite self-care strategies. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode, where we're going to dive in balancing life as a parent and advocate, finding your harmony. Until then, take care of yourself because you deserve it. Thank you for tuning in to Finding Your Identity in Your Autism Journey. I hope today's episode inspired you, brought you some clarity, or simply reminding that you are not alone. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode, and if you enjoyed this conversation, leave a review and share it with someone who might need it. Until next time, remember, your story matters, your voice matters, and together we can navigate this journey one step at a time.